radio.dominican.edu. Back on the air now. Penguins gave up game one, 30-25, but now we're underway. And we'll see how the Penguins do here in game two. It seemed like they were getting their rhythm together there toward the end of game one especially, but that's when the Warriors from Cal State University, Stanislas, really kind of turned up the heat. And this one goes way out of bounds. Oh, it's saved by Rose Chavez. Holy cow. I thought that thing was dead. And the linesman, that's Nate Rogoff from the basketball team. He backed up. Oh, that's okay. I think we're still here. Yeah. The linesman, Nate Rogoff, backed up. And Chavez with a big save there. But as it turns out then, the subsequent play, the Penguins bonked it out of bounds. So it's 1-0 in favor of in favor of the Warriors from Stanislas. And now in the back row, one of the Warrior ladies ran into the back linesman who was back there. No, he's just a guy who's shagging the balls. In fact, I'm surprised that they didn't award that point to the Warriors. But they gave it to the Penguins 2-1 now in game two. Stuart Horn with you, radio.dominican.edu. Josh Dimitro alongside our IT guy here at the radio station at Dominican University of California. Kind of a packed house considering classes just started back in session yesterday. The Penguins are looking pretty good as the NC2A Warriors are welcomed into the Conlin Center. Penguins coughed up game one, 30-25, as the ball came off the coach of the Warriors and then slammed into the radio table. 2-2. No damage done. Close so far tonight. We've had several close calls here as the balls come flying through, almost taking out the computers here in the broadcasting area as we bring you this preseason scrimmage. Oh, and there was a deke there on the part of the Warriors, but in fact they deked themselves. The middle row player went up for the deke. On the slam, it was set for the far player over in the left corner. But she didn't realize it. 3-2, the first time tonight the Penguins have led. We're in game two, fans. Warriors now top of the tape, comes back at him. Penguins lead by two. Goodness gracious. Not only is this the first time they've led, but now they lead by more than one. Penguins up in game two. They are down one game love. And then a simple, off-balance, ill-timed slam across the middle by the Warriors, but the Penguins couldn't handle it. They were expecting a big hit. It turned out to be an inadvertent dink. 4-3, the Penguins pick that point up. It goes out off of the hands. Oh, no, they didn't. It went out off the hands of one of the Warriors players, but they gave it to... Huh. I wonder if what I saw was what I saw. Maybe not. Four up. Oh, and a great slam there by the Penguins from the front row. Five, four, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Live from the Conlin Center, you're listening to opening night volleyball, not softball. It is volleyball under head coach Roger Goodwin in his fifth season at the helm for the Penguins. Oh, and the Penguins with a nice save. Oh, man, the Warriors are complaining there was a back row dive with a pancake, and I think they had a legitimate beef. I think that was a save, and they gave it to the Penguins. 6-4. Boy, DU's had a couple of freebies tonight. This one is out of play as the Penguins hit what looked to be the sideline on the serve. 6-5, Penguins. Down one game love. As they're taking on the Warriors from Cal State University, Stanislas. Cross-court slam by the Penguins. Now the Penguins with a putback. This one goes into the net and a two-touch. And the Penguins pick up another point. 7-5. Penguins hung very tough in game one until right at the end there where it ended up 30-25 was the final in game one. But they were never down by more than just two or three the whole game until right at the end, and the Warriors turned it on. Amanda Wagner for the Penguins with a two-touch there. She's a returning player under Roger Goodwin, 7-6 from the Conlin Center. Oh, and then an ace served up by Stanislaw, 7-up. Speaking of 7-up, Josh Dimitro is sitting alongside me. 7-up's one of the sponsors of Penguin Athletics, along with U.S. Bank Corp., the Marin Independent Journal, and Enterprise Rent-A-Car, among others. 7-up. And now the Penguins return the favor to the Warriors with a nice little campfire shot into the middle of the court. 8-7. Penguins serving now. Penguins serving from our right to left, having switched sides. This one's out of play. 8-7 as the Warriors try to dink that one over very softly. 9-7 now. Penguins on the serve. Oh, a nice serve into the front row. Warriors weren't ready for it, but they were able to just softly save it. Uh-oh. Now the Penguins go back row. Penguins with a save. Now the Warriors with a killer. Right into the center now, and the Penguins couldn't handle that big spike move. 9-8. Stanislaw with the serve. Crowd is swelling now. I'm going to say closer to 300. 9-8. Stanislaw with the serve. Penguins with an off-balance bump there. Now they just get it across just to barely keep it alive. Now a cross-court killer. And the Penguins again couldn't handle it with a straight arm in the back row. One of the DUs reached out right-handed, tried to bring it up off of the closed fist, and kind of came out knuckling. Big serve into the middle. DU's off balance a little bit here, and they give one back. Penguins will take it. Big cross-court slam. That's one of the new Penguin players, 10-9. Now the Penguins with the serve, 10-9. DU on top. I want the Athletic website. And now the Penguins dink one into the front row. And the Penguins with another nice point. It's pretty good. Very informal scrimmage tonight. In fact, normally on the scrimmages where there are no numbers and no names, no rosters, there's usually not a radio broadcast. Why? Because it's hard to get a lot of information when everything's anonymous. However, this is just bonus coverage this year. So we're happy to bring this to you. Just to check out the Penguins, we want to work the kinks out in the broadcast booth as well before we get into the conference broadcasting. And, oh, the Penguins with a big slam, and this one goes into the broadcasting area, but hurts no one, and the Penguins with another point. They lead by 13-9, four-point advantage for Roger Goodwin and the ladies. Tonight's scrimmage, live on radio.dominican.edu, brought to you from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Of course, we're sponsored by Coldwell Banker, the 42 Fine Merchants down at Montecito Plaza, T&B Sports, Bon Appetit U.S. Trust, 24-Hour Fitness, and Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Our next broadcast of DU Volleyball will be September 15th versus William Jessup University. That's a side out at 7 p.m. We'll have the pregame at 6:50. In fact, that's going to be a two-match volleyball weekend, fans, because the following night the Penguins will be at home against Simpson University. That's a 5 o'clock side out, 4:50 on the pregame. And that will constitute the real opening night of volleyball. Tonight, this is sort of the opening night of preseason volleyball. The Penguins get a little chance to debut some new players and gives Roger Goodwin a chance to look at the ladies in action. 13-9 as the Penguins just picked up another one, and now it's 14-9. A poor cross-court spike by the Warriors. Oh, no, and now Ashley Wells gave one back as that one was pounded across court, and it was going to be about 15 feet out of bounds. Wells was drifting to her left, though, and had no way to get out of the way of that ball. Penguins gave that point up. That was a present, 14-10, as Stanislaus serves. And now Wagner with a dink over the middle, and the Penguins with a big save. Now a forward set, ill-timed. Stanislaus managed to get it across, though. And now a quick set from the front row, Stanislaus. Now they go for the big spike, back row. Penguins save. Wells with a forward set. Oh, and then a big slam by the Penguins, and this one goes out of bounds. And the Penguins with a point. Now that was the finest rally of the evening, fans, from a Penguin perspective, which it usually is here on radio.dominican.edu. Wagner now with a serve, a big running top-spinning serve. And the Penguins with a quick putback after the attempted dink by Stanislaus. 16-10 halfway through game two. Penguins trail game one. They lost game one, I should say, 30-25. But in game two, they are leading 16-10. Check it, make it 17-10 as another great spike from the Penguins goes back row. All of the Warrior ladies came crashing into the front row there, thinking the Penguins were in trouble. Warrior ladies were going to attack, but then they left the back row exposed, 17-10. Oh, brother, and now a very steep angle on that kill. None of the Penguins could get in the way of it, and I'm going to say, thankfully, we may have had an injury. That one was hit so hard. 17-11 as Stanislaus serves in game two. Now Wells sets it in the Penguins with a big save. Now Stanislaus, cross-court set, dink into the middle, saved again by the Penguins. 17-11, fans, back row, DU, yes. Here it comes, now the spike into the net by the Penguins. Haven't seen too many unforced errors tonight, but that was one of them. Only one service point into the net from either team, and that was by Stanislaus in game one, 17-12. Penguins down in games, one love. Stanislaus serving now. Oh, and a great forward set there, a quick set by Wells. She saw the gap in the middle of the floor. And she put it right in the middle of the campfire pit, 18-12. DU's leading by six, their greatest margin so far tonight, biggest margin by either team. Can the Penguins hold on in game two against the NC2A Warriors? And one of the DUs reached across the net there, anticipating the save, or anticipating the block, I should say. 18-13, you can't do that. You can't anticipate too much. At some point, you have to stop the anticipation. This one goes into the back row on the defensive putback by the Warriors, 18-14. Stanislaus to serve now. Penguins looking to hang on here in game two, this preseason scrimmage where there are no numbers and no rosters, no names. This is a very informal, anonymous event. This one's in after the cross-court killer. And head coach Roger Goodwin calls a timeout as all of the ladies from the DU squad empty off of the bench and get around him. Goodwin now explaining perhaps some weaknesses that he sees, and he has 1 minute to go over it with the ladies. That'll give me a chance to go over our broadcasting schedule. As usual, we'll be bringing every home game from the Conlin Center live on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. And throughout the semester, I will be joined by the esteemed athletics broadcasting team. Tonight, I'm joined by the esteemed Joshua Dimitro, the winner of the 2006 McGowan Award here at Dominican and our IT guy on the radio station. Josh is alongside to make sure that this broadcast comes off without a hitch. Oh, and the Penguins with a big save. And Stanislaus, everybody on the floor. Three out of the six ladies for the Warriors were on the floor at the end of that point. That's 50%. That's a pretty high margin. 19-15, September 15th and 16th, fans. Our next live broadcast of DU Volleyball. Now we're underway again into the back row, and this one goes out of play after a big spike, a little too long by the Warriors, gives the Penguins the point. Oh, brother, it was called in? Huh. My mistake, 19-16. We're in game two of this best of five matchup against the NC2A Warriors from Stanislaus, Cal State Stanislaus. Oh, and the Penguins, again Wells with a veteran move there, a quick dink. Wells looked like she kind of deked everybody. She looked like she was setting up for a big forward set, as Wells is the setter. But then she saw the hole in the front row. Stanislaus, quick set there. And Wells with a big save, unreal, almost hit the rafters. This one goes over for the Penguins. A back set by the Warriors. Save DU. Back set Wells. Wagner into the middle. And wait a minute now. That looked like four hits, but I guess not. I thought Stanislaus had hit it too many times. Really a miraculous save. Into the front row now. The Penguins with a bump. Now here they set it up into the back row. And this one goes way out of play and after a long rally. The Penguins pick up the point, 21-16. Game two, Penguins down 1-11 games. Ashley Wells, the returning veteran for Roger Goodwin, is going to serve this one. And this one sees the Warriors touching the net after Wells put a big top-spinning serve down, 22-16. Warriors really couldn't handle it. Here goes Wells again. Oh, man, is she serving nicely tonight. Woo! That thing's going across very fast with a ton of topspin. Is it diving? And now the ball is on the Warriors' side into the back row. Some simple rallying now. Uh-oh. And a whistle. And the Warriors pick it up. I'm not sure if Wagner had a two-touch there. Yeah, she's smiling as if it were her mistake. 22-17, fans, Penguins. Stanislaus to serve now into the net. Second unforced serve of the night, and both of them come at the expense of the Warriors. You're listening worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. 23-17, Penguins on top in game two. Check it, make it 24-17, and the ball goes under the broadcasting table, and in fact, it just hit my legs. No injury, though. Broadcasters are still hanging in there. Oh, the Penguins with a big long serve. And I think the Warriors may have done them a favor in the back row. That one is very flat. And the Penguins kill one down. Boy, oh boy, that was a killer from one of the new recruits for Roger Goodwin. No names, no rosters. No. Well, they have their uniforms on, but they have their practice wear out there. 25-17. It's typical in scrimmages where there's no rosters and no names. But Roger Goodwin, I think Roger Goodwin had a good point there to bring in an NC2A team who on paper should pretty easily get past a CalPAC team. But in fact, the Penguins are hanging tough, and they're not only hanging tough. They're leading by seven in game two, 25-18. Now the back set by Wells to Wagner. And Stanislaus read it nicely. And out of play? Nope, that one hit the back row. Boy, oh boy. These Stanislaus Warriors have a way of zeroing in on those lines. They're very accurate on the line play. Back row. Penguins gave that point up. They're leading by six. And check it, that's five now. After a nice serve from the Warriors, and the Penguins couldn't handle it. They handled it barely, but by the time they got it back, there was a big block in their face. 25-20 now. The Penguins can hold on. Five more points. Oh, brother, and a terribly unforced error there. As the Penguins from the back row accepted the serve, and then none of the other DUs were around to pick it up. A four-point margin, 25-21. Into the back row. Penguins, again, exact same play. They cannot communicate. Roger Goodwin has to call a timeout. From the back row, the Penguins are just looking awful all of a sudden. They're not able to field any of these points. They'll bump it up there. And then none of the Penguins know which one should take it from there on out. Radio.Dominican.edu, Stuart Horn with you. I'm here with Josh Dimitro, although we only have one microphone tonight. So but I can tell you now, Josh is smiling. I'll give you the play-by-play on Josh. He's sitting here with the arms crossed and smiling. Day one, DU Radio live from the Conlin Center. Day one of volleyball, preseason scrimmage, 25-22. See if the Penguins can hold on at the end of that timeout called by Roger Goodwin. Here's the Warriors serving into the back row. Oh, and the Penguins. Oh, the Penguins save it. Great save there by Wagner, who ran way out of bounds. And now a dink, and the Penguins can't save that one. And the Warriors are coming on very strong after the Penguins led by as many as 7, 25-23 now in game two. Two-point advantage now for the Penguins over the Warriors. Warriors won game one. And another unforced serve there as that one goes very long. And the Penguins will take that point, 26-23, game to 30, rally scoring. Penguins now with a side out. Now a back set into the back row, saved by Wells. Pretty nice there. Penguins go cross court. Stanislaus saves it. A small dink, Wells. Wagner with a save. Here come the DUs into the net now. 26-24. Penguins had a great chance to really put one on them there. Now they're going to have to work. 26-24, Penguins on defense now. It's bumped up. Wells with a nice set. Now into the middle, very softly. Stanislaus now looking for the kill. Top of the tape, out. Three-point advantage, Penguins. 3 points away. 27-24, Wagner with a serve. Amanda Wagner fans, for those of you who are familiar with the team, Wagner on the team last year. Now just in front of us, a cross-court kill. Penguins are managing to stay alive. This one's bumped off the front row of the defense. Now into the back row, and the Penguins can't save it, and that's up into the fifth row of the grandstands. After the Penguins just dove for it, almost hit the rafters, and then ended up in the crowd of which is huge, second day of classes. Penguins by two, 27-25. Very critical moment of the game now. The Penguins lost in game one. They want to tie things up here in game two. Now the cross court, and Stanislaus kills it into the back left corner for the winner, 27-26. Penguins led by seven earlier. Now it's just one, and the Penguins are on defense. Stanislaus side out with the service point into the back row, DU. Into the front row now, the Penguins dink it. Oh, and the Penguins with a put down. Oh, and Stanislaus hit the net, and the Penguins got that point, and that was very critical, although they have not changed it on the board yet. There they go, 28-26, Penguins with the service. Game two, folks, radio.dominican.edu. Into the back row, oh, and it was going out of play, and one of the Stanislaus players, oh, she made such a look on her face, she knew it was way out. Why did she touch it? It looked like she was sucking on a lemon there. She just knew it was bad news. Okay, game point, 29-26 for the DUs. They just need one more. Now the back set, and they set it up into the back, and the Penguins bonk it out of bounds after it's touched by one of the DUs in the front row trying to block it. 29-27. Game point number two. And here is the service by Stanislaus. Oh, and the Penguins with a near shank there. Into the back row, and DU picks up the point. And that's game two. By a score of 30-27, Roger Goodwin and the ladies in this non-conference scrimmage have managed to tie the match now one apiece. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go, fans, until the Penguins get into game three. As both teams are going to now switch sides again, as they did between games one and two. I'm not going to say there was a vast improvement in the look of the team over game one. I mean, they looked pretty solid in game one. But definitely their communication was better there in game two. Except for that little run they had there where they gave up five in a row. At that point, leading by seven, it was 24-17 at the time. Then they gave up five in a row. It made that game two a little more interesting because it seemed like the Penguins, before Roger Goodwin called timeout, it seemed like the Penguins could not get any communication going from that back row. Stanislaus serves very hard. Obviously, they practice the serving a lot, and they've got the height advantage to do it. I'm going to say an average of 4 to 6 inches over the height of the Penguins. Penguins are just the 1 6-footer out there in Dermody. And I don't remember Dermody being 6 feet. She might be 5'11". Big shout out to Dermody's folks who are listening, no doubt, regular listeners to DU Volleyball here from the Conlin Center, where we bring you every game live on radio.dominican.edu. And this is worldwide. Stuart Horn with you. It is 5:54 p.m. on the West Coast, fans. What a night. Preseason scrimmage. Figured there'd be one or two people out here just checking it out. But instead, the place is packed. The other athletics teams in the house supporting Roger Goodwin and the ladies. Of course, Goodwin in his fifth year at the helm for the Penguins. And we're tied at game apiece as the Penguin ladies welcome the Warriors from Cal State University. Stanislaus in the house. If you drove into the parking lot tonight, you saw that massive tour bus that carried the Stanislaus ladies out there in the parking lot. That thing is huge. And 15 seconds to go. Happy to have you with us on radio. .dominican.edu, as mentioned, our next broadcast of Roger Goodwin and the ladies will be September 15th as the Penguins welcome William Jessup University in the house at 7 o'clock, a 6:50 pregame. And there's the buzzer, fans. And we're about ready to get game three underway. Brandon Davis is in the house, as usual. Now, you ask yourself, didn't Brandon Davis graduate last year? Well, of course he did, but then he was hired on as the sports information director. Like myself, Brandon can't seem to get enough of this place after graduation. And we both figured out ways to stay at DU. Radio.dominican.edu. Game three, we're tied. One game apiece. Stanislaus with a side out. They're on the northern side of the Conlin Center, and we're underway in game three as Dermody gets back in there for game three. And they call the touch on the net to Marin Dermody. And now Dermody's going to go over there and bark a little bit at the referee. No, she's not. She got real close to her. Dermody hated that call. I don't think Dermody would say it unless it was true, but now Dermody with a great save there. This one goes back row. Stanislaus, cross court. Oh, Dermody with a save. And Wells with a bat. Oh, and Stanislaus with a great save, falling away from the court. Holy cow, just to keep it alive. Now Chavez is back in there. Marin pops it across. But the Stanislaus Warrior ladies were ready for it. Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet. Couple of good points there, unfortunately, for the Penguins. They lost them both. Down 2-0 in this game three. We're tied at one apiece on games, and the ball comes under the broadcasting table again. Josh Dimitro with a kick out. 21. That is 2-1 in favor of the CSU Stanislaus Warrior ladies. And the Penguins now with the service point. The Warriors with a big dink. Wells with a save. Dermody now with the setup. Penguins go back row. Stanislaus has got it with a killer out off the right side. Score tied, two apiece, folks. As we're approaching the 6 o'clock hour, this match just about 1 hour old. Here on the West Coast. Oh, Chavez with a big save. It hits the speaker, and it's alive. All the way up into the rafters. That's the first rafter shot we've had of the season. And now an off-balance dink. Boy, that was an inadvertent win on that point. And that's right, fans. If you've been to the Conlon Center, you know it's an incredibly high ceiling here. But the ceiling is in play. One of the few places in the Cal Pack where that is true. And the ball actually tipped off of one of the speakers in the ceiling there. And Chavez now with the diving save attempt can't get it under control. In future broadcasts, you'll hear more about Rose Chavez, the veteran libero player for the Penguins. And now Chavez with a bump after Stanislaus serves for two. Now Stanislaus has it in the back, kill over to the left side. Chavez with the hands up lets it go. And that was a veteran play from Chavez who came sliding into it. And the Penguins with a point. And the Penguins save after the put down by the Stanislaus Warriors. Oh, and then the Penguins with a killer. Warriors couldn't handle that one. A little too much heat on the downward movement. Four apiece. Game three as the Penguins welcome the NC2A Warriors in the house. And there's the first serve into the net for the Penguins. So that's an unforced serve there. That hurts. 5-4. I guess it doesn't hurt that much, a preseason scrimmage. It hurts a little bit. Now Dermody with an off-balance move there. Dermody has such an awkward move that's her natural play. But I've watched her play now a couple or 3 years. When she comes up off the ground, it's never straight up and down. When she leaves the ground, it's always with her body extended at about a 45-degree angle. But she makes it work, that's for sure. One of the most dominant spikers on the Penguin squad the last couple of years. Now back row. Penguin save it. Allie Pence over there. First, we've mentioned Pence, but she's been in there quite a bit, actually, tonight. Pence in her second year with the Penguin squad. Not putting a great emphasis on names and numbers tonight. A preseason scrimmage. It's a good move by Roger Goodwin to bring in the, on paper, much tougher NC2A team just to see how the Penguins would fare. 6-5 DU Dermody with a serve. Back row two touch now on the Warriors. Penguins up by two. In games, we're tied at 1-1. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Alongside me, the McGowan Award winner for 2006. That's Josh Dimitro. He's in the house making sure the broadcast, the technical side of things, is held together. And this one goes out of bounds as Pence tried to save that one. Came off her fingertips. That was a downward spike at about 140 miles an hour. Pence couldn't save it. 7-6. DU by one. Ooh, just over the net. Now Wells with a forward set over to Bridget Gangler. Gangler then had a big slam, but a defensive play put it back at her feet. 7-7. And now into the back row now, the Penguins with a bump. Looks like Roger Goodwin has set up two distinct squads here. This squad who played the majority of game one, and then the other six players that he's put together as sort of the number two squad who came out in game two, and then rotations amongst the two squads, but not too many players crossing over except perhaps for Wells, maybe a little bit of Pence. But Dermody had no play in game two, and now she's been rotated out, but still a part of this squad. We'll probably see Dermody back in there in the next point or two. This one's way out of play. Dermody on the bench, though, just getting a little rest. 9-7, Penguins up by two. We're in game three, fans. Wells with a serve. Oh, Wells. Holy cow, has Wells been practicing that serve, I guess. Gangler now with a top spinning put away. Attempted put away, though. Oh, man, and this one goes out of play. Four times on the touch for the Stanislaus Warriors. And the Penguins pick up the point, 10-7. See if Wells keeps that nice downward movement on the spike going. I mean, on the serve. Oh, now just I gave her the kiss of death as she hit that one with no topspin, and it went way out of play. With no topspin, the ball's not going to bite. With topspin, though, it really bites down. 10-8, Penguins. Stanislaus talking a lot to each other. I like that kind of communication. Now to the back row, the Penguins with a save. Penguins with a big, masterful spike, but somehow the Warriors field it cleanly. Wells with the forward set. Oh, a nice cross-court killer there by the Penguins. 11-8. DU in game three. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins with the service point now. Leading in game three. Up to the net. Oh, and Pence dives into the net. It pops way up high off of one of the Penguin defenders. It came down and hit the top of the net. Took a bad hop off the tape. And Pence couldn't do anything with it. 11-9. And now we go back row as the Penguins are on defense. A nice back set to Gangler. Put back. Nice block there by the Warriors. Into the back row. Penguins are managing to stay alive. Now a left-handed pounder, but the Penguins are still alive. Wells with a forward set. Pence runs up on it, two touch. Man, oh man, I can't believe they called that on Wells. Wells, the crafty veteran. One of the best setters in the league. I don't just say that. She was player of the week several times last year in the Cal Pack, setter of the month. Now this one goes out of play wide right off of one of the Warriors. Penguins with the point. Dermody back in for Gangler. 12-10, Chavez to serve. Preseason matchup for those of you just joining us now. Season gets underway as the Penguins let one fall into the middle. Penguins aren't talking much to each other out there. In contrast, the Warriors, they're chattering all over the place. The conference gets underway on September 15th. Of course, opening night volleyball as this one served to Pence and goes out of play. 12 apiece now. September 15th will mark the true opening night of CalPAC volleyball here at the Conlin Center. 7 o'clock side out, 6:50 on the pregame. The Penguins will be taking on William Jessup University. They're out of Rockland. New members of the CalPAC, only been around about 2 or 3 years. And Dermody now puts it back over just to keep the ball alive. Oh, and a great save by one of the Penguins falling backward, but she was only able to pop it up a couple of feet, and the ball wouldn't stay in the air long enough for one of the DUs to jump in and save it. And the Penguins trail now, 13-12. This one goes over, and it's saved by Pence. After Penn saved that one, though, the Penguins with a two-touch, 14-12. We're just about an hour and 12 minutes into this game. An hour 6 minutes into the game. Ball hits the ground, and the Penguins take the point. One serve, one bump. Stanislaus somehow let that one go. 14-13. DU trailing. Games are tied at one apiece. A great save there after the quick set. Holy cow, that was a great move by Rose Chavez to save that thing. This one goes over, and the Penguins now. Here goes Pence. Pence with a killer cross court. And the Penguins tie it up again, 14-all. Pence with a great move there, though. She had enough time to get up, see the block right in front of her, and cross it over. Now this serve way into the back row by the Penguins. And that's a cross-court spike out of Stanislaus. Stanislaus puts it down. Boy, again, they hit those lines so beautifully, the Warriors. And this one's out of play. Chavez almost thought about touching it at the last second. Chavez let it go. 15 apiece. Unforced error there. on the service point of Stanislas. And again, one of the Warriors lets a thing out on the service point. It was very flat by Pence, and the Warrior player couldn't handle it. He just hit her hands, and now they go straight back to the same lady. But she handles it perfectly this time. Wells with a forward set. Now into the back row. And that one's called in play. Penguins with a point. They go back on top. 17-15, fans. Game three. Penguins taking on the NC2A Warriors from Cal State University. Stanislas on radio. .Dominican.edu. Front row spike killer. Penguins lose that point. Marin Dermody now in the front row on the right side. She looks up into the crowd. Just a quick glance up there. A couple of 300 people in the Conlin Center tonight. No cover charge to come in and check out the Penguins on this preseason scrimmage against the Warriors. Oh, good block there by Wells and Marin Dermody to save things. Dermody now with the off-balance spike move, as usual. I think it just looks off-balance, though. Because that's exactly how Dermody looks every spike. It's not a classic vertical move. But it is nice to see Dermody with the laser-like spiking tonight. And this one goes, oh, it hits the top of the tape and stays in play. And the Penguins lose that point. Laser-like accuracy for Dermody and the Penguins. 18-17 into the middle row now. Wells with a back set. And now it goes out of play off of one of the Warriors who was just trying to keep the ball from hitting her in the forehead as the Penguins came up spiking very hard on that one. 19-17, game three. Oh, into the net. It hits the tape off of Wells. So just when I was thinking Wells and her serving game was looking so incredibly impressive, which for the first couple of games there really was. But now an unforced long error by Wells and then the subsequent unforced shorty. And this one's about 40 feet out of play after it came off of the hands of one of the Penguins. And no amount of running it down was going to save it. 19 apiece now. Warriors with the service. 4 or 5 bounces behind the end line. Warrior player. Oh, the Conlin Center falls dead silent for an instant. Oh, and now the back row, and this one's out of play. Oh, boy, it was just out off the end line. Looked like one of the Penguins, the Penguin who got the hand on that ball, may have snuck it into the back corner, but apparently not. 2019 Penguins trailing now. Stanislas with another biting downward top-spinning serve. Penguins now cross court across the middle. Excellent play. Good spike after a nice set. And it's 20 up. Radio.Dominican.edu. Live worldwide. Oh, Stanislas with an off-balance set, but somehow they come up pounding. Oh, and Gangler with a save now. Pence. Now Gangler just bonks it back over just to keep things alive. Front row of the back set, and that one's out of play. I thought one of the Penguins touched the ball, but apparently, yes, I was right. Wait a minute. Hold it. They awarded the point to Stanislas. How could that be? Penguins are all ready to serve the ball up. Even Roger Goodwin had to agree, though, so I must have missed something. 21-20. And now a nice service point into the back row. Had one of the DUs diving. She couldn't save it. The serve placement is so key in collegiate play. 6 players aside, as usual. Now Gangler comes up slamming, but a six-pack. A six-pack is a small price to pay for that Warrior player as the ball came back over. And the Penguins lost the point, 23-20 now. Penguins alive into the back row. Excellent slam there by one of the Penguins' front row players, the lefty. 23-21 preseason scrimmage. Penguins trailing in Game 3. Boy, what a time to come up big right now for the D's if they could win this game. Best of five. Now it goes off the hands of one of the Dominicans diving in the center row. Didn't have that much on it, but a little bit. 24-21 now, side out. Stanislas, game to 30, rally scoring. One game apiece so far tonight, very flat and an ace. All the Penguins thought the others were going to take it. Roger Goodwin with the hands on the hips. Didn't like the looks of that one at all. I don't think any Penguin fan in the house liked the looks of that one. 25-21 now, all of a sudden the Warriors are rattling off point after point. Wells with a great save after one of the DUs chased it out of bounds. I think it was Rose Chavez. Into the front row. Hits the broadcasting table. Josh Dimitro all over it. That one did almost take out the computer. It actually hit the broadcasting computer. Check, check, check. Yep, we're still alive. That one really nailed the computer. 26-21. This one goes up and almost hits the rafters. For the Warriors. The Penguins across into the backcourt and it's out of play. Oh, just a little bit too flat. So the Penguins, while they are wearing their uniforms, they're wearing their warm-up tees over the tops, as are the ladies from Cal State Stanislas, as this is a non-rostered preseason scrimmage. Each coach just getting a chance to see how their players respond under a little bit of pressure. Second day of classes here at Dominican University of California. And I'm delighted to report such a great crowd in the house. And this one stayed in play after a big cross-court killer for the Warriors. Roger Goodwin calls a timeout. He didn't like the way things are going down. 28-22, radio.dominican.edu. For those of you who are making notes, the CalPAC will get underway on September 15th as the Penguins welcome in William Jessup University into the Conlin Center here on the western side of campus at Dominican University of California. That'll be a 7 o'clock side out with a 6:50 pregame. The following night, then, the Redhawks from Simpson University will come to town. And that'll be a 5 o'clock side out. Simpson about a 5-hour bus ride away, so they play those games when they're way away a little bit earlier. So after that game that night, the Redhawks will be heading home. They don't want to arrive at 5 a.m. Instead, it'll just be 3 o'clock when they get home. And that'll be the following night, September 16th. We're back underway now, 28-22, as the Warriors have the advantage, and they also have the service. The back set now, and the Penguins couldn't handle it. Dermody went up a little bit too early, so she was on her way back down as that spike went right through the hands or maybe just off of her left arm. 29-22. Games are tied at one apiece, and this is game point. And Dermody now goes up after a back set by Wells. Wells knew she had two-touched it, and that ends game two. Both teams to trade sides. And the score is now 2-1 in favor of the Warrior ladies. Penguins looked awfully good there in game two, and they looked pretty solid coming out in game three, where they led until about the midway point. And then the Warriors really poured it on. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. Preseason scrimmage game, and this is sort of a preseason scrimmage broadcast. Tonight's broadcast is just it's kind of bonus coverage. And alongside me is Josh Dimitro, our director of IT here at the radio station. Pretty important position considering without him, we're dead. You know, but other than that, it's not that big a deal. Penguins lost Game 3, 30-22. However, they won in Game 2 by a score of 30-27, losing in game one, 30-25. Opening night for the radio crew. This is not opening night for volleyball. Not officially. Spiritually, yes. Because it feels good to be back in the Conlin Center. Roger Goodwin, the head coach of the Mighty Penguins, in his fifth season. Penguins talking about having a real good squad so far this year, and they are looking very solid for tonight's scrimmage as they take on the NC2A Warriors from Cal State University. Stanislaus, big tour bus out there in the parking lot, having carried the Warrior ladies in luxury, and that's an understatement and a half. 30-22 was the final in game three. All of the Penguin ladies now around Roger Goodwin with the dry erase board. Goodwin bringing back quite a few veteran players, I'm happy to report. And the Penguins now with the hands in the middle. And the Penguins' secondary squad now back out onto the floor. So this squad having played most of game two. So Goodwin very obviously with the two different squads. And the secondary squad's the one that has the win under their belt so far tonight. As squad number one has lost games one and three. Now the Penguins will have the service here in game four. This is a best of five match as usual. Rally scoring fans, games to 30. Want to be sure that you mark down September 15th and 16th as our next live volleyball broadcast. September 1st and 2nd, Roger Goodwin and the Lady Penguins will be down at Concordia University in Irvine for a two-day tournament. And I don't know if they'll have radio coverage at that tournament. I'll tell you what, if the tournament were here, Josh Dimitro, we sure would be bringing every game live as we do from the Conlon Center. Maybe they should think about moving that tournament up here where there's a radio crew. 6:21. I'm not saying they don't have a radio crew. I just don't know. Something tells me they don't. Oh, game four gets underway the right way as the Penguins serve up an ace. Penguins kind of loose tonight. Like to see that, a preseason scrimmage. They're not supposed to win, but I'll tell you what, they want to. And this squad number two really wants to show what they can do, having won game two. Wells a part of both squads. Penguins looking real good there as Amanda Wagner pounds one over. No numbers, no names, no rosters, no nothing. This one hits the tape twice of one of the Warrior ladies and then hits her in the head as she bent down trying to get out of the way. Penguins lead by two in game four. Penguins down 2-1 in games. So this is a must win for the Penguins to keep things alive. Oh, brother. What a spike that was from one of the Warrior ladies who looks to be in there at least 6 feet. Warrior ladies have four or five that are over 6 feet. Penguins' tallest player is Marin Dermody, who's in the number one squad. She probably won't even play this game. Now this one hits the top of the tape. The Penguins very tough here. Boy, this second squad is looking very good. And here's Wagner again. She gets it across. Not too much on it, though. Oh, and the Warrior ladies just really setting those balls nicely for their hitters. This one's saved as one of the Warrior ladies almost slams into the broadcasting area. I put my hands up there, Josh. I thought that Warrior player was going to do a stage dive into the broadcasting computers, but luckily she didn't. 22-2, folks. Penguins serve up Penguins got a little freebie there. That one was served out of play. Wagner with a serve hits the top of the tape and goes. And the Warrior ladies are having to jump over each other. This one goes across, hits the antenna. 4-2 Penguins, first antenna ball we've had tonight. First antenna ball of the new volleyball season. That's very interesting, I know. But you know, a preseason scrimmage, you want to come up with anything. This one goes under the table after it came off of one of the Penguin hands. Didn't get back over as Roger Goodwin retrieves and throws it out there to the shag. The ball shagger for three now. Penguins on defense. Big serve into the back row. Wells with a... No, that's not Wells, but one of the Penguins with a running save. This one goes out of play. And the Penguins keep the lead, 5-3. The Penguins now serve it into the back row. Stanislaus ready for it. So on the relay, this is not live, right? No, I mean, I know it's not live. This number. 5-4. Penguins on defense. Game 4. Wells with an easy set. Wells looked like she was going to go for a big, powerful back set and then dinked it over. 6-4 DU. Time is 6:24. PM fans, West Coast, Dominican University of California. In the USA. And Stanislaus just returned the favor there. That was precisely the same play that the Penguins just employed. Fake set. Big dink. Now the Penguins can't field that one as a top spinning serve hit the top of the net and then dove down. I see a bunch of veteran alum in the house. J.J. Myatt hanging out there in the first row. Myatt on all 4 years of the championship basketball squads. Graduated last year. Did Myatt. Now Stanislaus with a cross-court spike. Outside hitter kills it. Six up. Penguins down 2-1 in games in this best of five scrimmage match against the Warriors from Cal State University. Stanislaus. Oh, what a save by Stanislaus. They get it over, and it's outside. It's outside of the antenna over there. 8-6. Now Wells with a set, or with the service for the Penguins. Oh. Terrible set there. One of the Warriors trying to lead the inside hitter. And she led her all right. Led her by about 5 feet. And there's the third missed serve by Wells. Two into the net, one long throughout the night. Keeping an eye on Wells. One of the leaders of this Penguin squad. 9-7. DU on top. Game number 4. Radio.dominican.edu. Amanda Wagner with a kill there. Wagner knocked it down pretty nicely. Good little spike right through the front row of the Warrior defense. 10-7. Stuart Horn alongside Josh Dimitro. Not Ross, but Josh. This one goes, oh, and a big spike by Stanislaus. The Penguins let it go out. 11-7, a little too flat. DU taking advantage. Taking advantage of the mistakes by Stanislaus. Now the Penguins serve into the back row. Oh, a great save there by the Penguins. And now the Penguins on defense. Now the Warriors just bonk it back over very lightly. Penguins with the killer. Front row, two blockers, couldn't get it to go back. Penguins with a point, it went right through. Stanislaus threw up a wall there, and the Penguins just popped it through the wall. 12-7. That one was hit real hard. And the Penguins put it down, but it hits the antenna on the way over. It hit the top of the tape, rolled sideways, and pounded in the antenna. That's a second antenna ball. One each. 12-8 now. DU on top in game 4. Trailing in games 2-1. Woo! Oh, a defensive save, and then the Penguins with another great save. A softie, and the Stanislaus saves it. Holy cow, three saves in succession. Oh, and the Penguins saving it. She reached over the net, it looked like. Oh, brother, they don't call it. We're right here at center court. I thought that was a reach over for Stanislaus, anticipating. beautifully, though. And a great point there. Penguins lose. 12-10. And that one goes right through the Penguin defensive squad. Rapid pace on the action tonight, fans. 12-10. Oh, and it served in play. Penguins backed up and let it go. And it hit the end line. 12-11. Stanislas all of a sudden coming on like a freight train. The Penguins playing nicely, though. Had a couple of great rallies. Not too many mistakes so far. This one just rattles off the top of the net. Penguins get it. Now a back set. Warriors. Oh, a great save there. Oh, and the Penguins set it. After the bump, it went over the net right into the front row, and anticipating it beautifully, the Warriors pounded it down to tie the game at 12. Warriors now with a running serve. Way behind the end line. The setup to Wagner. Wagner goes flat-footed. Gets it over nicely, though. And it hit Wagner, or Wagner may have hit the netter. For some reason, the point was called against her, although she was nowhere near the ball. The Penguins now trail 13-12. Saw Jessica Woodall in the house a little bit earlier. Woodall, who graduated last year from Dominican, was the team captain the last couple years, a great outside hitter. Great saver. She saved it beautifully from the back row. 14-12. And this one's touched back toward the Penguins. They couldn't do anything with it. 15-12. Roger Goodwin wants a timeout, and he's going to get it as the whistle blows. Stanislas has come on very strong after having trailed by 5 earlier in this game. They're leading tonight by a score of 2-1, and now leading in this game 4-15-12. If you're just joining us, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University. Stuart Horn with you. Live volleyball broadcast action. As head coach Roger Goodwin in his 5th year at the helm of the Penguins has welcomed the Warriors from Cal State University, Stanislas, into the house, the NC2A Stanislas Warriors. And they are in the Conlin Center. We're with you live courtside as the conclusion of the timeout has come upon us. 15-12, halfway through game 4, fans, live from the Conlin Center. Preseason scrimmage. No rosters, no numbers, no names. Everything's anonymous. Well, most. Most everything, except your broadcasting crew. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, alongside our IT director here at the radio station, Josh Dimitro, is alongside to make sure everything's running smoothly, this worldwide stream. It's a massive responsibility, but I think Josh is up to it. Oh, no. Wagner mistimed that one and ran into the net, missed the ball completely as she had the hand up. Penguin ladies, preseason, they're already all bruised up and beat up. Everybody's got bruises on the knees. Goes to show you that they've been practicing. It's a good sign, actually. And now a defensive move by the Warriors has them leaping all over the place. Boy, that was a great save. It takes a lot to go up there and just stick your forehead out, put the arms up, and hope it doesn't hit you in the nose. And it didn't. And now the Penguins with a nice spike. 18-13, the Penguins feeling the change. In spirit. The momentum, the mo had left the Penguins in the last 10 points. But you know what? They just got another one back after a pretty nice save from the front row. That was all out of smart play right there. No power. Just chops. 18-14. Oh, no. And just as the Penguins are looking for the motivation to come back, momentum, I mean, they serve it into the net. Oh, bad time to do it. 19-14, game four. So Stanislas will serve. And they do so into the back row. The Penguins field it cleanly. Penguins now with a nice set. Here they go. Oh, brother. And now the Warriors are reading the Penguins' offense perfectly. They see the way DU setting things up into the front left corner. Oh, and this one's into the net, and the Penguins are given a gift there by one of the Warrior ladies. That had a lot of topspin on it, but a little too much. Wagner to serve now for the mighty Penguins as Ashley Wells has come back in. 2015, game four, Wagner with a serve. Oh, Wagner hits the top of the tape again. Boy, an off-balance dink there by the Warriors. Penguins save it back row, diving for it. Good effort by the Warriors. But the Penguins with a point, 2016. Wagner with another beautiful serve. Holy cow, she put a lot on that one. Oh, a great save by the DUs. Now dinking into the middle, Penguin point. Boy, that one looked like a textbook to throw off the timing of the defense. The timing went up a little early. If it had been a hard set, the defense would have been perfect. But the Penguins waited and put the dink move on it. Now this one goes out of play. That one almost ripped the head off of the end line, Judge. That's how hard it was hit. It came off two of the hands of the Penguins. 21-17 now, game four. Warriors with a serve. Oh, into the tape and back at them. I don't know if the Warriors are getting tired. They have the light yellow-colored practice jerseys on. And as the games progress, those jerseys have turned orange with sweat. Penguin jerseys are black, so you can't really tell if they're sweating or not. Now the Penguins can't handle a very hard spike outside hitter. 22-18, game four. Penguins now on defense. They pick it up in the back row. A nice little dink set by the Warriors. This one goes back row. Warriors save it. Warriors have rotated in a couple of new players who haven't played all night. Now Wells with a nice save. Back row Penguins. Simple set there by the Warriors, and it hits the line. It's out of play. Oh, and the Penguins are given that point. But the Penguins were handed a point in game one by one of the linesmen. The linesmen are also rotating in and out today. I guess these are the guys who are going to be working during the season. And now that new Warrior player who's just come off the bench has been served too. Gee, I wonder if that was intentional. She's just come in, cold turkey, and Penguins serve it right to her, and they get the point. Very smart play. 22-20. This one's out of play as it goes deep. Penguins with an unforced error there. 23-20. DU trails. Penguins with a must-win this game to keep it alive. Best of five. Penguins hit the top of the net. It goes over with a ton of power. This one goes back row, and it's in play. And I think that that linesman got his first call of the night there. Josh Dimitro. Josh is sitting alongside. Josh isn't the linesman. He's the IT director. 24-20. Penguins on defense. Wells with a quick set over. Left-handed style. Not a palm. Wells with a veteran move there. Just came off the fingertips, just with a lot on it, though. Fans. Penguins trailing. Wagner kills it out of play. Penguins very much alive. Penguins hanging very tough. Time is 6:37, fans, on the West Coast from Dominican University of California. Live volleyball action. Oh, no, and Wells, for the fourth time tonight, has served it, and her service resulting in a point for the opposition. One time long, three times into the net. 25-22. Wells now sets it up to the right corner. Amanda Wagner with a killer, but a great defensive play by the Warriors into the back row. Warriors bring in another player. Penguins again with a nice set. What a bump as Wagner just bangs it over. And now a cross-court slammer. That looked like a shank off the right side of her hand. Boy, but it must have been intentional. It came at such an obtuse angle. Into the front left corner of the Penguins' defense. 26-22 in favor of the Warriors. And diving for it is Ashley Wells. Wells couldn't save it. 27-22 in game four. And the Penguins are going to have to start to dig deep now to keep this match alive. This is a must-win for the Penguins in this game four, down 2-1 in games. Ah! Wagner with a big set. Wagner had it set just where she likes it. She put a lot on it, but the defense of the Warriors timed it beautifully. Now Roger Goodwin comes out but doesn't call a timeout, just gives a little bit of direction. The Penguins with a free point there as the Warriors serve it into the net. 28-23. Boy, as a coach, you just hate to see that. You want your team to be able to close strong. To serve it into the net, that's a killer. Oh, the Penguins with some good defense, but somehow the Warriors keep it going. This one goes front row Wells, back set Wagner. Back row Penguins with the point, 28-24. So by no means dead. The Penguin is staggering, but he's hanging in there all right. 28-24, Penguins must win this game. They are trailing. Here in game four, big set into the back row. Penguins save it. Wells now with a set into the back row. Oh, and Stanislas with a very nice save into the net. Penguin point, 28-25. Can the Penguins do it? Can they win this must-win and force this match to a game five? Certainly hoping so. A nice serve by the DUs into the back row. Now a short set. Hits the line and it's in. With laser-like precision, again. Match point, fans, 29-25. The Warriors have it. They're up 2-1 in games and match point. Now the service point goes into the back row of the Penguins. The ball is alive. Wells with a set. The Penguins with a killer front in the front row. The defense has put it away. And Roger Goodwin... And the lady, wait a minute now, they're changing sides, Josh Dimitro. Well, normally it's a best of five matchup. I guess they're going to play five games regardless. Because this is a preseason scrimmage. Okay, they play one last game to 15 in a scrimmage. Head coach Roger Goodwin just came by and explained that to the radio crew. He must have seen the look in my face, Josh, of confusion. I was waiting for both teams to meet at midcourt and shake hands, as they normally do at the conclusion of a CalPAC match. But because Stanislas has come so far, they're going to play five games. So, for instance, fans, had the match come down to a regular CalPAC match of two games apiece, then they play that final game to 15. So they're going to go this game to 15. Just for the practice, then that is what tonight is all about. The Penguins, though, in those first four games looked pretty darn good. Very solid, very crisp. A few unforced errors from the veterans, which is never fun to see, but it happens on occasion. They did win game two by a score of 30-27, which was solid. They were able to finish things. And all four matches were pretty close. All four games, I should say, were pretty close. The Penguins hung very tough. Solid stuff out of Roger Goodwin and the ladies. And if you missed it before, opening night volleyball here at the Conlin Center against William Jessup University down from Rockland, California. That'll be a 7 o'clock side out September 15th. 6:50 is a pregame. Follow the next night as the Penguins welcome the Red Hawks from... Simpson University into the house. And that's a 5 o'clock side out with a 4:50 pregame. However, between then and now, the Penguins will travel down south to Irvine, and they'll be taking on Concordia in their own tournament, September 1st and 2nd. Classes are underway here at Dominican University of California. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you tonight. And throughout the rest of the season, every home game of volleyball and basketball played at the Conlin Center will be broadcast live on radio.dominican.edu. Of course, radio.dominican.edu, we're a product of the communications department under the direction of Melba Beals. And now game five underway, fans. This game just to 15. And the Penguins on defense, and they do get that big point. The Penguins need all the practice they can get right now. And though they lost this match, this preseason informality, they held their own very well. Oh, and then a kind of a foot spike by the Penguins. And after the ball came down, hit the foot of one of the front row players. She kicked it, and Rose Chavez continued the play, but everybody in the house saw the ball had come off the foot. And she may have actually been blocked. The referee may have been blocked, her line of vision. Thought the ball was still alive, but Roger Goodwin came up. Roger Goodwin, always honest, made it clear that one of the Penguins had kicked the ball in play. And now this one goes into the net, and the Warriors with a point. It's one up. Game five. Warriors already won tonight's match by a score of 3-1. This final game, though, to 15. Just to give both teams a little preseason practice, see how they respond under game conditions. And the Penguins, oh, Wells with a save, but couldn't save it straight up enough. It went out off the far side. That would be the western side of the Conlin Center where the grandstands are folded up. However, on the eastern wall behind us, the grandstands are out and they're practically loaded, which was unexpected, and Josh Dimitro saves that one as it comes off the hands of one of the Warriors, and Dimitro put his body in harm's way between the broadcasting area and the area of play. So Josh just saved the computer again tonight. That's about three saves. Oh, and then a serve into the front row of the Penguins, who've subbed in now a couple of new players. Roger Goodwin has a very full squad this year, very deep, I should say. Looks like he's got about 14 this year. Warriors also with about 14. They're all in the house, having come in on a massive tour bus. I mean, that thing is big. It's like the bus that carries the Rolling Stones. Three-three. Game five. Just playing this one to 15. Boy, and that alone was worth playing this game five for, as Stanislaus picks that one up. A big spike. Penguins with a great opportunity to see what it's like to try and field some spikes like that. Oh, Rose Chavez called for it. Rose Chavez rolls over on her shoulder, but she's okay. Well, Chavez will hit the ground so many times during the course of a game. But that one she really dove for, and then Chavez tried to chase it out of bounds, but wisely let it fall at the last instant for a piece. Penguins would like to pick this one up, if nothing else, just for the principle of things. This last game to 15, it's out of bounds. It's the Penguins with a poor service point there. 5-4, DU trailing. Ah, Ashley Fromm now working the end line on the northern end of the Conlin Center. Fromm starting center for Brett Mitchell's Lady Penguins basketball team. Fromm, you'll be hearing a lot of her this year. Basketball gets underway, practicing anyway. Begins October 1st. Five apiece as that one was served into the net by Stanislaus. Now the Penguins with the side out. Stanislaus fields it cleanly. Oh, Dermody has it fall on the top of the net. Now the Penguins get it back across. In play. Called in by the side linesman. Penguins on top in this game, 5-6-5. Dermody went up for the spike there. That's Marin Dermody. It was blocked back at her, and then it came to rest on the top of the tape. It lay there seemingly for several seconds, but must have been less than that. Oh, this one's coming toward us. No. That one's still in play. Now the Penguins throw up a wall. Forward set now. Oh, by Wells, and Wells off balance, two touch. It's just those little things that have happened tonight. Wells called for more two touches tonight alone than she was all of last season, it seemed like. And those are the kinds of points where the Penguins will need to tighten things up, because Wells, one of the best setters in the Cal Pack, maybe in the history of the Cal Pack. And a big spike goes out of play off of Chavez and goes way out there into the tunnel leading to the equipment room. That ball left the Conlin Center. I think it's still running out there in the parking lot. 7-6, DU trailing now. Chavez with a bump. Chavez across the top. Chavez got away with one. She missed it, but it still went over. 7-7. Or as we like to say here, the Conlin Center, 7-Up. And in fact, 7-Up is one of the esteemed sponsors of DU Athletics. In fact, Josh Dimitro's drinking one right now. Front row. Penguins have it. Now they're on offense. Oh, it sat on the tape and then went out of play. It rolled along the tape. And last touch by the Warriors, 8-7 DU. Game 5, we're just going to 15. Whistles are blowing. Oh, and now they're going to switch sides as we're halfway through to 15. There's a lot of side switching here. Each game we switch, and then halfway through game 1 we switch. I mean game 5. This game to 15, switching at 8-7. Well, the referee's right on top of it. She's the only one who remembered. Broadcast crew certainly didn't. Into the back row with a big spike now. The Warriors with a point. 8 apiece. Live volleyball action. Conlin Center. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, 8-8. Warriors with a service. Oh, Wells pounds it over, but the Warriors were able to save it somehow. Now the tip by the DUs. Here's the set. Dinked across. It's touched by one of the Warriors. Penguins with a point. I think that's 9-8. No, it's... I don't know what it is. They haven't changed the score. 9-8. Huh. Why wouldn't the Penguins have gotten that point? They get to serve. Okay, now one of the coaches has touched it. Now it's 9-9. There we go. Okay, the assistant coach for the Penguins and I think we're the only ones that caught that. All right, my scoreboard watching skills are being honed as we speak. 9 apiece, fans. Was a little mistake there on the scoring, but the score's working tonight. Everybody in the Conlin Center, it seems like tonight, are just about our rookies at their positions. Except Ashley Fromm, she's back there on the end line. Time now, fans, is 6:51 from Dominican University of California. Oh, and I can't believe that wasn't called a reach over by one of the Warriors, but it wasn't 10 apiece. Warriors now have the service point. Warriors with a serve, game to 15. Rose Chavez now with the bump. Penguins can't get it across. It ends up in the hands of the referee. She's standing up there on top of the ladder. Just a single referee for tonight's informal scrimmage match against the NC2A Warriors, who are in the house. See what the Penguins can do against them. And the match itself went 3-1 in favor of the Warriors. And then this little game 5-15, just to give both teams a little extra preseason practice. Second day of classes here at Dominican University of California, out of bounds. Penguins lose that point as the spike came up a little bit too far left. 13-10 now. Penguins. Oh, and the Penguins get a little favor there as the Warriors serve it into the net. Should be 13-11 now. 13-11? Okay. And now it's 14-11. Although, I think the scorekeeper has... There we go, 14-11. And this is game point, fans. A game to 15. See if Stanislas can close the deal. 14-11. Into the front row. The Penguins bump it out of bounds. And the Penguins look good tonight. The Penguins were looking very solid. Especially in game two where they came together and won. But that was the only game they won tonight of the five played. They did a great job standing up against the Warriors from Cal State University, Stanislas. But the Warriors a little too tough on them tonight. Warriors taller and had a very solid squad. Penguins did not play bad, though. Not poorly at all. And we hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DU Volleyball from the Conlin Center. Remember, fans, our next broadcast of DU Volleyball, September 15th, that's a 7 o'clock side out, 6:50 pregame, as the Penguins welcome William Jessup University into the Conlin Center. And that is the opening night of conference volleyball tonight, just a scrimmage game. And we have been elated and happy and honored to bring it to you. Live from the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn signing off. For Josh Dimitro and for our director, Melba Beals, inviting you to stay tuned for more of the best of Indian unsigned artists on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. See you on September 15th with more volleyball action. Good night.